Are there any, the walnuts, have you ever gotten them off the tree? Well, there are two covers on them. There's the outside one, like on a pecan, you know, there's that outside green part, then there's the inside. What do you call those? Do you call those something different? On the pecan, you know, there's that.
The people who have pecans here have just begun to have them. So it's been like 4 or 5 years that we've been introduced to pecans.
Well, some people.
And when we get them, like relatives bring them from other areas, they're usually just the pecan in the shell.
Oh, in the shell. And then, but in that green part on the outside, would you call it the shell too, or would that call it a hull or what? That.
Cascara.
What's that?
The bark.
Oh,
I guess it would be the bark, not the shell.
What about the roots of the trees? Have you ever used the roots or the leaves or any of them? Or heard of old ways of using them for medicine or anything?
Folk medicine is very common here.
Do you know any of it? Have you heard of any of it?
Yes.
Tell me some of it.
I think it's the most fascinating. Like, we grew up not believing in folk medicine. My mother was very modern, I guess she's more modern than me. She never believed in folk medicine, and then one of my daughters had to make a study of folk medicine, so she had to go around getting every single kind of weed and root and things that were good to cure something. And she had to plant an aloe vera plant. And I'm glad she did because of my terrible burn. I wonder what would have happened to my arm had it not been for aloe vera.
What did you do with the aloe vera?
I put it in and instantly the pain was gone. Would you believe it?
That's wonderful.
And to this day, I believe that that's why it wasn't scarred, and it healed within 1 week, and it was a terrible. It was a whole pot full of coffee. It was a terrible. When I took off my blouse, the skin just came off with my blouse.
So you.
So one of my daughters, that one in particular, rushed out and got an aloe vera leaf. And it has a milky substance like a gelatin, and I just put it there. So I didn't even bother going to the doctor. That night he sent me a medicine, but I decided to stick to the aloe vera. And I'm glad because it isn't even scarred. And it was a terrible burn.
When did you burn yourself?
About 2 weeks ago.
I didn't know that. That must have been terrible. Tell me some other kinds of...
There's one for a cough that you drink with honey.
Do you know what it's called?
Yes. Well, let me start with manzanilla. It would be for stomach aches. And then yerbanis would be like when you're scared, when you've gone through a terrible fright, and then
you, eat these things or make
you drink
them
in a tea. There are many, many. Manzanilla, yerbanis, estafiate would be for stomach aches too. Salvia would be to calm your nerves. Rosemary would be for you so that you can be loved by everyone. And oh, I can go on and on. There are plenty. Laurel leaves. Laurel leaves cure just about everything. And then there's the té sendo. That's supposed to bring your pressure either to normalize it, no matter how it is.
You mean blood pressure?
Yes.
Now, you make teas out of all these things.
All of these.
Is there any other ways you would use any of them, or any other things you would use?
Cooking, like bay leaves, laurel leaves.
And but still...
Rosemary leaves.
Still, that would bring whatever those...
No, I don't believe in that one about making you beloved or anything like that. I really believe that salvia tranquilizes your nerves, yes. I really believe that manzanilla cures an upset stomach. I know the effects of the aloe vera because of my arm. And I know estafiate is good too. But about the others, I've never tried them.
And do you know any others besides this?
There are many. I can't remember them all.
Have you ever used the roots for anything, or heard of the roots being used for anything? Just
not roots.
How about the bark?
Just the leaves. The bark, yes.
In which one?
Like